This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. We've been here for a few, about a week or so. And we're at the 22nd chapter, if you want to follow along. The Oracle Concerning the Valley of Vision. Now, the Valley of Vision, if you're wondering, is a city of Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, the Valley of Vision, where God reveals himself. Jerusalem would be attacked unless God's people returned to him. Instead, they used every means of protection possible, except asking God for help. They wanted to trust in their ingenuity and their weapons, and even in their pagan gods, they wanted to, and their pagan neighbors as well. And this is found in 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter, in the description of the siege of Jerusalem. And Isaiah was warning his people, but they didn't repent. They would experience God's judgment because there care for them. Isaiah was hurt by their punishment and mourned deeply. And all the prophets, they mourn deeply, and they also talk and speak as if they are speaking for themselves, actually. Let's go ahead and read on in beginning in verse 1. The Oracle Concerning the Valley of Vision. What is the matter with you now, that you have all gone up to the housetops, you who were full of noise, you boisterous town, you exultant city? Your slain were not slain with a sword, nor did they die in battle. All your rulers have fled together and have been captured without the bow. All of you who were found were taken captive together, though they had fled far away. Therefore I say, turn your eyes away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughter of my people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day of panic, subjugation, and confusion in the Valley of Vision, a breaking down of walls, and a crying to the mountains. Elam took up the quiver with the chariots, infantry, and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Then your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the horsemen took up fixed positions at the gate, and he removed the defense of Judah. In that day you depended on the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that the breaches in the wall of the city of David were many, and you collected the waters of the lower pool. Then you counted the houses of Jerusalem, and tore down houses to fortify the wall, and you made a reservoir between the two walls for the waters of the old pool. Now, they continually did not trust in God, even after the prophet had warned the people. They didn't repent, and they would experience the judgment of God because he tried to warn them, and they just would not listen. Sometimes the people have plenty of opportunity, and then they don't realize the opportunity once it's gone. Elam and Kir were under Assyrian rule. The entire Assyrian army, including its vassals, joined in the attack against Jerusalem. The leaders did what they could to prepare for war. They got weapons, inspected the walls, and stored up water, and, you know, all it tried to prepare themselves for the attack. But all their work was pointless because they never asked God for help. Can you imagine going through such a an attack and not even asking God for help? They took steps to prepare, but their steps was not to pray and ask God for help. They really depended upon themselves. We got to get the inspection of the walls and the weapons and all of this stuff. But they didn't even ask God's help to guide them. They continually went down the road to destruction. Many people do. And hopefully, this country will never do such a thing and forget its God. It will be a sad day if this happens to us, wouldn't it? But you did not depend on Him who made it, nor you, nor did you take into consideration Him who planned it long ago. Therefore, in that day, the Lord God of hosts called you to weeping, to wailing, to shaving of the head, and to wearing sackcloth. Instead, there is gaiety and gladness, killing of cattle and slaughtering of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, tomorrow we'll die. But the Lord of hosts revealed Himself to me. Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven you. Until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, come, go to this steward, to Shibna, who is in charge of the royal household. What right do you have here, and whom do you have here, that you have hewn a tomb for yourself here? You a tomb on the height. You who carry and carve a resting place for yourself in this rock. Behold, the Lord is about to hurl you headlong, O man. And He is about to grasp you firmly and roll you tightly like a ball to be cast into a vast country. There you will die. And there your splendid chariots will be. You shame of your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and I will pull you down from your station. Then it will come about in that day that I will summon my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your tunic and tie your sash securely about him. I will entrust him with your authority, and he will become a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. When he opens, no one will shut. When he shuts, no one will open. I will drive him like a peg in a firm place, and he will become a throne of glory to his father's house. So they will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, offspring and issue, and the least of the vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, the peg driven in a firm place will give way. It will even break off and fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. The people in 22, they said, let us eat and drink, because they had given up hope. Attacked on every side, 22 verse 7, They should have repented, but they chose to feast instead. Oh boy, let's have a big feast and surprise, and just to celebrate our defeat. The root problem was that Judah did not trust God. They didn't trust God's power or his promises. When you turn to God, turn with all your heart. That's when he hears you. That's when God will come. Shibna, a high court steward or official, was just as materialistic as the rest of the people in Jerusalem. He may have been in the group favoring an alliance with foreigners and ignoring Isaiah's prophecies and Isaiah's advice. The Lord revealed that Shibna would lose his position and be replaced by Eliakim, 22, verse 20 to 21. Eliakim would be the peg driven into a firm place, 22, 23. And unfortunately, Eliakim too would fail. As it says here in the verse 25, in that day declares the Lord of hosts, the peg driven in a firm place will give way, and it will break off and fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. There was a few, someone coming up, but he was going to be displaced as well. He was going to give way. You know, some people never learn. They never learn. And when they do learn, it's too late. And what they do learn, they learn evil. And they practice evil. And they never really give their heart to God. Is it because they just don't have it in themselves to give it over to God? Or is it that they're just not going to be saved? Are they predestined to just go straight to hell? What is it? Every one of us have a choice, and some will not make the choice for Jesus Christ. Why? I don't have any idea. Some just will not. I've watched people go to their deathbed and death and refuse to accept Christ. Refuse. Absolute refusal. Why? You know, you'd think that they would make a choice, because what is the alternative? What is the alternative? When you're dead, you're dead. Well, what if you're not? What if you're still alive in spirit? And you are taken somewhere, either to a punishment, eternal punishment, or eternal life with God. What would you choose? What would you choose? You'd think that people would say, hey, I got nothing to lose. Well, let's just accept Christ. You'd think, but you know, it doesn't. You have to have faith. No man can come to God except No man can come to Christ except the Father first draw him. And they'll never come to Christ. When you have faith, when you have the opportunity, you come. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I believe in Jesus Christ that saved me, that forgave me, that stood in my place on the cross. He took my sins away, so that I would not have to stand before you in judgment concerning my sin. Jesus Christ took these sins upon himself for me. If I accept it, I accept it now. I accept the free gift of salvation, the born-again experience, and eternal life now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you prayed that prayer, thank God now. Thank you. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. And most of these will be uploaded Give us a call at 928-368-6766. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. We're in need of some new equipment. If you'd like to be a part of that, write to us and let us know. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.